In this week's Torah portion, we read about the mitzvah of Birkat HaMazon. That when you eat bread, you have bread, and then you make Birkat HaMazon after the meal. But if you're eating with three people, then you're not supposed to just make it by yourself. You have the Rabotai Nevarech, you make it as a group. And if you have 10 people, you say the Shem Hashem, the Berech Elokeinu. And the old practice was, when you had it in a group, one person said the whole Birkat HaMazon and everyone else just listened. Today, we don't do that because our concentration is not so good. So if you can have one person saying the whole Birkat HaMazon for everyone, this guy, his mind is in who knows where. And he's going to drift. So therefore, even when we bench in a group, everyone what? Says it by themselves also. You just say the Rabotai Nevarech at the beginning. But sometimes you go, you know, to a wedding and they don't have Birkat HaMazon for what? Hours later. The wedding is so long. Like Rafi and I, we went to two weddings together this week. And, you know, if you're going to stay till the end of the wedding, it's gonna go forever. And if you have many weddings during the week, you'll never sleep for the whole week. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if you know that you're not going to be able to stay till the end, so you have in mind that you're not considered part of the group, and this way you can leave early. And even though there's going to be Sheva Brachos at the end of the wedding, and you're going to miss the Sheva Brachos, so some opinions hold, Rav Yonah and Steif, that as long as it's on the community, as long as there's 10 people that'll be at the wedding at the end, and they'll have Sheva Brachos, so you don't have to be there if you can't be there. So this way, you can go home and get some rest, and you don't have to be at the end of when the meal goes on and on and on forever, then you could leave early.
Okay.